This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The death of a photojournalist while in police custody in Tehran is causing a major diplomatic rift between Iran and Canada. The photographer, 54-year-old Zahra Kazemi, was born in Iran and held joint Iranian-Canadian citizenship. She was arrested in late June after taking pictures of anti-government protests outside a Tehran prison. An investigation ordered by the Iranian president later showed that she was interrogated for 77 hours before she was taken to the hospital, brain dead, bleeding, and vomiting blood. She died on July 10th. Justin Hayward has been covering the story for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He joins us now from Montreal. Justin, if you could please bring us up to date on the latest diplomatic moves. What are the Canadian officials there saying?
Well, we heard that her body was buried, or we've actually seen on TV that her body was buried yesterday in Iran. And what that precipitated is we had been warning Iran, our government had been warning its counterpart in Iran, that if the body were buried or if anything happened that wasn't open and transparent in the investigation as to the circumstances of her death, that there would be diplomatic consequences for that action. And what we've done is we've recalled our ambassador to Canada. He should be here within a few days.
The whole question of where Ms. Kazemi would be buried has become quite controversial. I understand her son had strong preferences that her body be returned to Canada, and that didn't happen.
Yeah. In fact, her son had wanted the body to come back here so that a Canadian autopsy could be performed and that we would have a Canadian idea of what it is that happened to her. Her mother, her son Stefan Hashemi's grandmother in Iran, gave a statement to Iranian authorities that she wanted her daughter buried in Shiraz, where she was born. Now, her son says that he had discussed already with his grandmother that the body should be shipped back to Canada, and that the grandmother had agreed. So her son's suspicion is that pressure was applied in order to get this statement out of the grandmother to have the body buried in Shiraz.
Apart from the whole question of the funeral and the burial, there's obviously the broader question of what happened to Ms. Kazemi when she was in police custody. What are the Canadian officials saying about that? Are they asking for prosecutions? What are the requests from the Canadians?
In fact, Canada has received a guarantee that whoever might be found responsible for this will be prosecuted. Our Foreign Affairs Minister Bill Graham talked with his Iranian counterpart last week, and he got that guarantee. And at that point, it seemed like everything was going to be fairly open and fairly frank. And we have a pretty good both trade and diplomatic relationship with Iran. So that kind of threat should mean something to Iran.
Tell us, if you could please, Justin, about the career of Ms. Kazemi as a photojournalist.
Well, she was a freelance photojournalist, and she was also a writer. She specialized in areas where conflict was taking place. I've seen quite a few of her photographs. They're actually quite beautiful because she concentrates on the people around the conflict, not necessarily the soldiers fighting each other, but the effect on people in the occupied territories. She went there and took a bunch of pictures there, or, you know, pictures in Iran. There's a lot of conflict going on in Iran right now. It's on the verge of a civil war, some people say. And the pictures that she was taking there were incredible. And she would write stories to go along with these pictures.
What kind of reaction is the story getting there in Canada?
We have a reasonably large Iranian community here in Montreal and also in Toronto, a nearby even larger city than Montreal is. And obviously they're very upset. There's been demonstrations, there's been calls for a clear and open inquiry. And I guess what this is really illustrating is that Iran seems to have two governments at the moment. There's Mohammad Khatami's government, who's viewed as a reformer, and then there's the religious government that operates in the background and seems to have control of the security forces that also has a lot of input on what happens, and that's why we get such conflicting statements out of Iran.
Justin Hayward, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Justin Hayward is a reporter with the CBC. He spoke with us from Montreal.